Before entering the church, take a look at the anonymous Hispano-Flemish style panels on either side of the entrance, dating from the late 15th century and depicting two scenes from the life of the Apostle James. Notable features include the meticulous detail, the oil painting technique, the chromatic intensity, and the delicacy of the figure's gestures. On the left, we see the apostle being led as a prisoner before the judge, and on the right, the best-known iconography of St. James the Swordbearer. Above the door is a painting of the dying Mary Magdalene. Moving into the sacristy, designed by Juan de Dios Santayella and completed in 1766, we find two spaces, the ante-sacristy and the sacristy proper. The former, covered by a cross vault, still houses the font used for washing hands before celebrating Mass. To the left, next to old choir books, there is an entrance to the parish offices and the upper part of the tabernacle, and to the right, one can access the courtyard and the parish's current columbarium. Next to the exit to the courtyard, the old simpicato of the Brotherhood of El Rocío is on display. The sacristy has a square floor plan and is covered by a ribbed dome adorned with oval windows and plasterwork where rocal motifs appear for the first time in churches. The decoration of cornucopias and mirrors, as well as the furnishings, were also created by Santayella. Among the works it contains, we highlight a 17th century apostle series attributed to Cristóbal Velacobo, a 17th century Christ, and an 18th century Immaculate Conception.